Good morning, the Exotic Vet. This is Kerry speaking.
Hey, Kerry. Mike Hunt here from Brisbane Birds. Just looking to get my Hans macaws booked in to be microchipped and DNA checks.
Okay, certainly. How many do we have?
Five.
Five? Okay, and you're bringing them all at the same time?
Yep.
Yep, okay. Let me see what we've got available. Did you have a specific day first? I should probably ask.
Well, I don't know how far ahead you booked, but Monday, Tuesday or Thursday mornings would be best suited.
Would be best? Okay. Excellent. Are you looking at next week?
If possible.
Yes, yeah, certainly. I could do next Thursday. How does that sound?
Yep, Thursday's fine.
Yep. Okay, and it's five Hans McCaw. Were you wanting health checks done as well, or just the...
No, just a visual inspection and weighing, basically.
Yeah, okay.
Just to make sure they don't look like they're underweight or anything, and then, yeah, DNA checks, microchip, and I'll get also a group fecal test done, so just fecal test a lot.
Yeah, excellent. We've done it through you guys. You've done it through us here before, haven't you? We've got a file.
I have not.
You have not? Okay.
No, I used to use Brisbane Bird Vet all the time.
Okay, certainly.
But I have rung you up trying to work out who I'm going to go with from now on, and
you guys right.
won.
I thought I've spoken to you. Your voice sounded familiar, but I wasn't sure if we'd made a file or anything. Excellent.
Yeah.
Okay, let me just make a file first, and then I can go ahead and book these guys in. What's the name it's going to be under?
Yeah, put it under Mike Hammett.
Hammett, was it?
H-A-N-N for Nelly, A-N-T.
And your email address?
info@brisbanebirds.com.au.
Is that birds with an S?
Yep.
Birds.com.au. And the phone number you're phoning on is the best one?
Yep.
Excellent. And your address there, Mike?
54 Lockyer Drive, Bray Park.
Excellent. Now, do these birds have individual names at all, or...?
No.
No? Okay.
No.
And they're all Hans. Let's put it under Hans McCall. And then, and then we'll do up little things for them. How old are they? Are they weaned?
Ooh, these guys would be a couple of years old now.
Oh, okay, so they're definitely weaned. Excellent.
Yep.
they weren't weaned because I need an anaesthetic. I just was going to try and time things. That's good.
Yeah. I've dropped through my records, but I think they were born probably January last year.
January last year? Okay, excellent.
I think so. I'll find out the records and let you know.
Yeah, no, that's fine. Okay, so Thursday next week, we'll prefer to do in the morning because they just can't have any fruit or veggies prior, and then preferably because they're going to be having an anaesthetic, no food for about an hour or so prior to coming in. Is 9 o'clock going to be okay to get them here, or is that going to be too early for you to...
No, that'll be fine.
Okay.
Actually, just trying to think, what are we doing Thursday? Should be able to get half hour to Bray Park to Redcliffe, shouldn't it?
I come from Strathpine, and it takes me in the morning. School traffic is normally about 45 minutes.
Ooh, okay, maybe make it slightly.
Do you want 9:30?
Well, I'm just thinking I've got a meeting on at 11:30.
Oh, okay.
Going to be cutting it a bit fine, isn't it? By the time you've done five birds and I've driven back here.
Yeah, okay, so Thursday may not be an option.
What about, if Monday and Tuesday aren't an option next week, what about the following week?
Following week, let me look. Alrighty, Monday the 25th, does that sound good?
Monday the 25th sounds great.
Excellent. Do you want to do that 9:40 appointment, or do you want to start off at 9 o'clock?
No, 9 o'clock's fine, Monday.
9 o'clock, excellent.
And do you know which vet, whether it's going to be
Dr. Brock
or...
It'll be Dr. Brock that morning.
Okay, cool.
So five by Hans.
And put it for what it's worth. Sounds like everyone at the Parrot Society seems to be pointing to you guys.
Oh, okay. Well, that's good news. Thank you for letting
us know.
I've
sort of been holding off trying to find out who the best vets are to use for this because I really wanted surgical fixing, but... pretty much no one's doing that anymore.
No, we don't have that here, unfortunately. We use DNA solutions for our sexing.
Yeah.
So
talking to the likes of, you probably know Ben Borden and Scott Hobart and all those guys, they're all saying, yeah, go see Vanessa. So.
Yeah.
And go from there. We actually took, my wife and I actually took Vanessa's photograph for when she was doing the Brisbane Bird sale many years ago, and she used them on her advert. ages ago. So, I used to be on the committee for the Parrot Society as well. So,
amazing.
That's why you may have recognised my name or heard my voice before.
Yeah. So. Well, I used to work with Adrian many years ago as well, and we've worked in the traps all around the place. So, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Excellent. Yep. So 500 McCall microchipping, DNA sexing, and just a quick check prior to anaesthetics. Is that
and one fecal, just one fecal.
Oh,
check.
And group fecals, yep.
And that way, if we can just. And the other thing is, I've got my own microchip scanner, so I might just bring that along just to make sure that works.
They're scanning. Sure. We use the mini back home microchips, and we register. How are you? Are you registering these chips?
No, you guys can do it all.
We do it all here, and we just open your name, and then the new owners, if you're selling them, will just re-register. Excellent.
I've just got the scanner because I used to put leg bands on the bird, so I could identify them out in the aviary sort of thing. But now that I don't put leg bands on, it's how do I identify who's who?
definitely. No, that's right. No, that's all okay. We've got the 5 Huns in booked in on Monday the 25th. As I said, just no soft fruit or veggies in the morning. Withhold some food for at least an hour and a half, 2 hours prior to coming in, just because of the anaesthetics.
But what my plan would be is I feed them in the mornings and I take the food out at night. So basically at night time they won't be fed.
At night time,
and I won't give it to them in the morning till afterwards.
Bring it along. We can always give it to them once they've woken up from the anaesthetic. That's fine.
Yeah, cool.
Excellent. Okay, well, I'll let Dr. Brock know that you are going to be coming in on Monday the 25th. I'll make sure that we've got all those microchips ready, DNA sexings. We send off. It takes roughly, we say 2 to 4 weeks, but more likely it's the 2-week mark that we get those results back through. They send through a digital certificate, which we'll forward on to yourself. I guess...
And obviously, you also, when you take that sample, you link it to the microchip.
Yeah, I was just that was my train of thought just then. How are we going to do it if they don't have leg bands or anything? But yeah, what we can do is make sure that when we're taking the sample, we'll put the microchip number on the actual form for that particular sample, and that's how we'll link it up at who's who.
Yep, beautiful.
Excellent. Okay then, Mike, well, we've got you all booked in. We look forward to meeting you on the 25th of August.
Yeah, awesome. Cheers.
Excellent. Thank you.
All right.
Bye.
Thank you. Bye.